would just unite our hearts together, please, in prayer. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we still our hearts before Thee tonight. We come to Thee upon redemption ground. We come to Thee in and through the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died an atoning death for our sins upon the cross of Calvary. And Father, we thank Thee and we praise Thee, O God, tonight for the precious blood of Christ that cleanseth us from all sin. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, that when we get to heaven, we will join together with that blood-washed throng, even as we've been singing tonight, and we'll sing glory to God, hallelujah. And Father, we thank Thee, O God, that this is our song tonight, that our sins, so many, have been washed away, pardoned, blotted out, cancelled, cast into the sea of Thy forgiveness, never to be remembered against us anymore. We thank Thee for the great promise of Thy word that Thou hast said, I, even I, am He that blotteth out Thy transgressions for Mine own name's sake. Father, we thank Thee tonight for Thy loving kindness toward us. We thank Thee, O God, for that day and hour and our own life's experience when Thou didst awaken us to our need of Christ, when Thou didst show us, O God, our lost, sinful condition. And Father, we thank Thee for the drawing power of God the Holy Spirit, for that day and hour in our life's experience when Thou didst bring us as Your people to that place of saving faith and saving trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior alone. Father, we thank Thee tonight that we can rejoice and we can say with Jonah of old that salvation is of the Lord. O God, we confess we did not deserve the very least of Thy mercies. We deserved wrath and judgment for our sins. Yet, O God, we thank that Thou didst not leave us to ourselves. We thank that in love and mercy Thou didst send Thy Son to be our Savior. And Father, we thank Thee that He is indeed the Lamb slain from before the very foundation of the world, that He cried out on the cross, it is finished. And Father, we thank that He rose again victorious the third day, and that He is alive forevermore. And Father, we rejoice, O God, tonight as Thy people, that Christ, the Lord, is our great High Priest in heaven, and that there He prays for us. We thank Thee, O God, that He never forgets His people, He never fails nor forsakes His people. And Father, we thank Thee that one day He's coming back again, and to gather us to be with Himself forever in glory. He could say to His disciples, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Father, we thank that this is our hope, a blood-bought hope, a hope that has been purchased for us by that once-for-all sacrifice for sin. Lord, bless our coming together here tonight. We thank Thee for this open door. We thank Thee for the Tuesday night prayer meeting. And we thank the Lord that You have said in Thy word that where two or three are gathered in My name, there am I in the midst. And Father, we pray for a gracious, conscious sense of the presence of the Lord. We pray, Lord, outpour Thy Spirit upon us. And Father, we pray that Thou wilt speak to our hearts, each one tonight, as Thou would see our need, that we might know and hear that voice from the Lord saying, this is the way, walk ye therein. We thank Thee for all have been able to gather with us tonight, for every head bowed before Thee, every family, Lord, that is represented. Meet the need of every heart, meet the need of every life. Encourage and strengthen Thy people, and build Thy people up in their most holy faith. Perhaps there's some tonight going through times of trial or difficulty. We pray that they will know the strengthening hand of God. We thank that Paul could say, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. We thank that Thou art our strength, Thou art our rock, Thou art our refuge and our high tower. And Lord, we pray for all our families tonight. Meet the need of all our homes and our families. Lord, save our family circles, we pray. Unite our family circles in the Lord. Remember any that cannot come tonight because of age, sickness or infirmity, do bless them. Others perhaps because of other works of necessity or mercy cannot come to the house of God, bless them also, we pray. For others who have suffered loss in recent times, Lord, comfort their hearts, we pray. and may they know the blessed portion of the Comforter drawing near to them in their time of need, we ask. Again, Lord, we thank thee for the meetings here last Lord's Day and all who heard your word. Do speak on. Remember, Lord, those tonight, Lord, who may be listening in, Lord, online, speak to them. Again, Lord, we thank thee for the children's meeting already tonight out in Tresna. Bless the children there who have heard your word. And speak on to these young lives, we ask. And Father, we pray that each and every one of them who attend that meeting and the other meetings as well will come to know and to trust in the Lord Jesus for salvation. Remember our sister tonight, Jillian, as she comes to bring the report. Fill her, Lord, with thy Holy Spirit, with power, with wisdom, with guidance. We thank thee for her ministry amongst the boys and girls and all who labor with her in the meetings week by week, we pray. We thank thee, O God, that we are laborers together with God and that thou art the one that gives the increase. And Lord, we pray that thou would bless this ministry in a mighty and in a powerful way, even throughout this term. Bless our land tonight, O God. Remember other prayer meetings such as this, gospel missions and ministry meetings on at this time. Bless every faithful effort in the gospel. Bless our brethren in that mission there in Carrickfergus as they would cast out the gospel net even tonight. May there be that turning in faith unto the Lord. May there be that response, O God, and grant them the joy of pointing souls to Christ. Father, we think of the outreach for the mission in Springfield. Bless the seed that has already been sown. Bless the printed page. And as those meetings in thy will would commence next week also, prepare the ground out there. Bring the people in with a concern of heart and of soul. And Father, we pray that thou would visit those meetings night by night with thy presence and power, and that thou would save and bless. Be with us now, we pray. Shut us in, Lord, with thyself. Give us a blessed time tonight around thy word and around the throne of grace and prayer. And do every heart much good. And may we go home rejoicing, Lord, tonight that we've met with thee and that we've heard the voice of God. For we ask these things for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen. I want to welcome everyone tonight in the Lord's great name. It's good to see all who have gathered this evening. And we bid you all a very warm word of welcome in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do please remember the meetings over the week. Pray for them. Friday night children's meeting here, 6:30, followed by the youth fellowship meeting at 8 p.m. And then remember, please, the services in the Lord's Day Sunday School, Bible class, 11 a.m. morning worship service, 12 noon, the evening gospel service at 7. And we'll be long, God willing, to bring God's word. Pray for those meetings and plan to join with us around God's word and encourage others along as well. And just as a church as well, I'd like to express our sincere Christian sympathy to our sister, Mrs. Eileen Wilson, and her brother also, Mr. Samuel Dunn. Eileen and Samuel lost a cousin there at the weekend, and we assure the family and the family circle of her prayers and her sympathies at this time that they would know the Lord's comfort and the Lord's grace. I want to give a special welcome tonight to our sister Gillian, Mrs. Gillian Moore, who leads the work of the Bethel Children's Crusade. And we're going to ask her now to come and to bring a report and an update in the work throughout this term. Thank you.
It's a quick run in from Tresna. And of course, there'll be loads of cars on the road, you know, when you're trying to turn one direction, they're all coming. But can I thank you sincerely for your prayer support for the work of children of Bethel Children's Crusade, for interceding for us and for the children. Thank you for those who give of their time, who come along to help, sitting with the children, encouraging children, bringing children along. We do give you our heartfelt thanks because we are laborers together with the Lord. This work is not a one-man show. We are all involved in Bethel Children's Crusade. When we think about our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't read much about his early life. We read of his birth, when the shepherds and the wise men came to see him. We read of him when he was brought to the temple as a babe, and how Simeon and Anna proclaimed that he was the Messiah. We read of him again when he went with the parents to the temple, and they went on. They were a day's journey without him. And then we don't read of our Saviour again until he started his earthly ministry. His early years are hidden from us. But there were two verses of scripture that spoke to me when I was thinking about our Saviour. It says there in Luke chapter 2 and the verse 40, "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." So that was when he was coming from the temple, or as a babe. And then in verse 52 of Luke 2 again, when he was left at the temple and his parents went on without him, and it says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favour with God and man." And I thought, this could be our prayer for our children. It's said of our Saviour, but we can think about our children and pray over those words for them. In the verse 40, it says, "And the child grew," verse 52, and it says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature." So he grew physically. We can pray for our children that they will grow physically, that they would be healthy. It goes on to say that, "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and Jesus increased in wisdom." Pray also that our children will wax strong, that they will gain wisdom in the things of God, that they will understand the scriptures as Christ understood them, that they would not be blown about by every wind of doctrine, that they will gain an understanding of what the Word of God says to them, that they would be wise in the things of the Lord, that they would not be foolish, that they would know their God and do exploits for him. It goes on to say, "And the grace of God was upon him," and then the next verse, "in favor with God and man." Pray that our young people, our all of our children, from the littlest one right up, that they will walk in accordance to God's word, doing what is right and pleasing before the Lord, that they would honor the Lord in all things. We do not want children that have no time for the Lord. We want that our children would have a hunger and a thirst and a desire to grow in the things of God. We know that our children cannot be like our Savior because he was sinless. But we can pray that they would emulate him in all things. It was said of others, and it's my prayer for our children, that they would turn the world upside down with their testimony. That people would see the difference in our children. That they would see that these children, there's something about them. And that the parents would even ask, and that friends would ask, you know, what makes these kids so different? And we can say, it's the Word of God and faith in the living God. We thank the Lord for speaking to one of our little ones. She spoke to Caroline. What a joy it was to hear of her coming to faith in Christ. Pray that this little one will be a witness at home and at school and with her friends. Pray that she will even, as a little child, have the joy of telling others of what the Lord has done for her. We have one little boy told his parents that he only wanted Bible stories at night. He didn't want anything else. Now, I was encouraged with that. And it's amazing when you see that little lad now. Now, he's only little. How much more he knows. So Mommy and Daddy are taking time and reading to him God's word. These are all tokens for good and blessings to us. And it's encouraging that if we ask the children, you know, are you saved? It would just be a general thing. There will be children who will say, yes, Gillian, I'm saved. I asked Jesus into my heart. Gillian, do you not remember? I asked Jesus to be my Savior. And that encourages our heart. You know, out of the mouth of babes. Truly, it's good to hear these little ones confessing Christ. We're continuing with our series of Been Fearfully and Wonderfully Made. We have just finished looking at the life of Fanny Crosby, how that as a six-week-old baby, she became blind, but yet God had a purpose for her life. And she wrote over 8,000 hymns. She said she was the happiest person she knew. And when reporters came to speak to her, she says, tell them, I'm 92 years young. When she was 94, she entered heaven and she saw her Savior face to face. The children really enjoyed learning about Fanny Crosby and about blindness and that even with our disabilities, God can use us and will use us if we're willing to be used of him. Whenever we would do the stories about Fanny, we would always stop at a cliffhanger and the children said, don't stop, keep going. Why do you always do that, Gillian? And they would get quite frustrated. But they always came back the next week to hear what was going to happen next in the life of Fanny Crosby. We learned two of Fanny's hymns, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Saviour, and To God Be the Glory. And it was encouraging to hear the kids singing the hymns and enjoy singing the hymns. One of our little boys was with his granny and she was going to play. I'm not sure which one it was, Pass Me Not or To God Be the Glory. And he looked at his granny and says, Granny, you know, that's a Fanny Crosby hymn. So the granny doesn't belong here. So she was, what? So she was quite amazed that this little tyke knew it was a Fanny Crosby hymn. In another one of our meetings, I'd been saying to the children about blindness and how in later life my uncle was blind. And one boy said last week or the week before, well, where is your uncle now? And I says, well, my uncle's in heaven. Straight away in the middle of the meeting, how do you know he's in heaven? So what an opportunity to witness for the Lord before all the children and say, well, I know that my uncle's in heaven because when he was a boy, he asked the Lord Jesus to be his Savior and to take away his sin. And you know, oh. So pray that God gives understanding to our children. We want the children to see that God makes no mistakes when each one of us are made. We want them to see that if they develop issues, health issues in their lives later on, that God is still with them, that God will help them, and God can use them if they're willing to be used. The children had a good time learning about Fanny Crosby. And it was lovely to see their wee reactions and talking about her and the hymns. We've finished Fanny and now we're moving on to going back to different body parts. So last week we were looking at our hearts. And this week we're looking at the blood and then correlating that with the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we take a body part, we try to then have a memory verse that ties in with that. Last week's memory verse was, I, the Lord, search the heart. This week, the life of the flesh is in the blood. And we were emphasizing to the children tonight how the Christ shed his blood. He willingly shed it for you, for we spoke of his death. There was a lot of heads hanging low tonight. There was a real sense of the Lord's presence. Will you pray for those children in Tresna that the Lord will speak? We felt that same presence last week. So we know the Lord is moving in somebody's heart. And we ask you to pray because they are precious, precious children in that meeting. We're teaching the child, God cannot make any mistakes in our bodies, because God can't make mistakes, because he is God. He is holy. We're going on then after this. We're going to look at the importance of preserving life. That God made each one of us in his image, and we should look after each other. We read in the scriptures about Obadiah, the prophet, and he hid the prophets of the Lord from Ahab and Jezebel. We have the kinder transport, where the Jewish children were transported out of the Nazis' way. We have Oscar Schindler, Corrie ten Boom, Mary Slessor, who hid the twin babies. We have Amy Carmichael, who hid the children from the temple, preserved their lives. We want the children to see that all life is precious. Now, I know that the children cannot hide somebody, but we can apply it to the fact that if somebody's being bullied in school, that they can stand up for that person and help them. Pray that the children will grasp these truths, that all life, from a boy or girl who's different from them, a boy or girl who has disabilities in their class and school, how it's important that our children see that we are all made in the image of God, and that he made each one of us fearfully and wonderfully. We'd ask you to pray that the Lord would keep our meetings from interruptions. We had quite a few interruptions last week in the meeting. Not of our own meeting, a making in the meeting, but from outside. There was a mix-up with some folk. And we'd ask you, pray that the meetings that will not have interruptions. Because it seemed as sure as you were trying to press home a truth, the door opened, and then the door closed, and then people are standing wondering, what's going on? This wasn't the meeting I was meant to be at. And then the children are looking to see, who is this? What are they doing here? Pray that the meetings, that we would have no interruptions. I'm thankful to the Lord that I know what my theme is for the summer. I'm starting to gather materials together for that. I need to put the lessons together. We need to get memory verses, new choruses, worksheets put together, other activities. Pray that the Lord helps concerning this. Pray also that the Lord will give us the thought of what we should be doing next year, because it does take time gathering books together, getting materials. Pray that the Lord would show us what he would have us do. Pray that the Lord will give us new ideas and wisdom in how to apply God's word to the children. That they will not see it as, oh, it's just Gillian talking again, you know. But that they will see, this is the word of God speaking to my heart. We thank the Lord for the opportunities we have in the assemblies. We have three assemblies. We go to Kilskerry every month, and then we're in Jones twice a month and Lisbelaw twice a month. And so we would get all of the children in those schools. We're covering Kings and Queens, since we've lost our queen. We've now got a king, and then the coronation's coming along, so we thought this would be a good subject for the children in the assemblies. Pray the Lord would help us. We don't have long in the assembly. Pray the Lord gives us the right words to say. It was funny, when I was in Kilskerry, we were speaking on Joash, and the kids were listening, and then Mrs. Foster got up and says, Gillian, And I'm going, what? She says, you know, we have a scripture exam in half an hour's time, and you have just done a revision lesson with the children. So the kids were quite happy. There was lots of big grins on faces. Pray the Lord will undertake for this. Our regular meetings in Tresna, as you know, we have between 11 and 17 each night. And the children listen. They're good kids. In Bethel, we have between 8 and 12. We have some outside children coming in. Pray that our children will come every night. One lad has now says he'll not be coming back because he's going to Badminton. But pray that the word of God will just get a grip in the hearts of the children. In Maguire's Bridge, we can have between 10 and 17. And it's mainly boys. It's still mainly a boys' meeting. We only have two girls. Pray that the Lord will bless that meeting. And that the Lord will take those young men and use them for himself. We'll probably be losing some of them. We have some P7 boys there. And once they head off to big school, homework. I suppose feeling we're big now, we don't go to Bible club, but pray that they will continue to come. They're precious lads. There's a change in their lives. There's a desire to do that which is right and true and good. They would try and keep the little ones around them quiet, and that's lovely to see. In the model, we're back into the model. We do that in blocks. We have anything between 28 and 39 in the model. We have that meeting in the assembly hall. Pray that the Lord moves in the school. We're thankful for those children that come along. And we'd ask you to pray for those schools that allow us in, that the Lord will bless them in a special way, for allowing the Word of God to have free course in their school. There are many schools in our land where the word of God has been stopped. But let's pray that those that are allowing God's word in, and not just here in Fermanagh, but throughout our land, that God would bless them abundantly. And that the word of God would be spread abroad in the hearts of our children. We're heading, Jones didn't want us this term, but they want us back next term. So pray for that. Let me read to you those verses again from Luke. And maybe tonight you can underline them in your Bible and you can use them as a prayer guide for our children. Luke 2 and verse 40 says, "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." Verse 52, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favour with God and man." Thank you.
Thank you to our sister Gillian tonight for coming and bringing that very encouraging report and update and the work. We thank the Lord for that little one that has trusted the Lord, and pray for her, and that there'll be more even in this term that will seek the Lord, and for all these open doors, just pray the Lord will keep them open, and that the hearts of the children will be open and receptive to the word of God, and that through the ministry of God's word, many of these children early in life will be made wise unto salvation and have the wisdom of God, as has been mentioned tonight, and grow in grace and be guided in the ways of the Lord. Pray for Gillian day by day in her ministry, and all those who help in the meetings as well. Pray that each one will know the help and the blessing and the guidance of the Lord. There's just one wee verse. We really don't want to speak on it, just to encourage you tonight to pray about these matters. And Matthew chapter 21 and the verse number 22, and here the Lord was speaking about believing prayer, and he gives us a wonderful promise, a wonderful encouragement to pray, and says, "In all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." And that's the promise of the Lord. And let us take that to heart tonight, even as we think of the children's work and the meetings associated with Bethel Crusade. Let us pray and be encouraged to pray. And because the Lord gives us that wonderful promise, he says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." God hears and God answers prayer. We're just going to turn in our hymn book before we get down in to prayer. 646, 646, and the page 437, 646. "Come, my soul, thy suit prepare. Jesus loves to answer prayer. He himself has bid thee pray, therefore will not say thee nay." 646, a wonderful hymn about prayer and to encourage us to pray. You'll recognize the tune and we'll stand as we sing and singing it out with all of our hearts. We'll just get down to prayer, encourage as many as possible to pray, to take part, men and women alike. Let there be no gaps. Let us pray one with another, one for another. Remember especially the work of the Bethel Children's Crusade on all these matters that Gillian has raised tonight. I do remember also the services here in the Lord's Day. Remember the sick and the elderly. Do pray, please, for the mission, the outreach out in Springfield and the meetings. And our brethren also, Colin and Noel in the mission there, and Carrick Fergus as well. And do continue to remember that policeman who was shot, and he went through, I understand, surgery yesterday again, but pray for him. He's very seriously ill, but pray the Lord will touch him and raise him up, and especially the family, that the Lord will meet the needs there. So encourage you as many as possible to pray, to seek the Lord. We'll maybe ask our brother Keith Ferguson to lead us off in prayer.